Gemini sun signs and Gemini rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for March 2019. And Gemini, the card that I've drawn for you this month is the Knight of Cups. But before we dive in there, I want to take a moment to honor where you've been in February. And in February, you were also in the energy of a court card. You were in the Page of Wands. And all of the court cards are about embodiment. They're basically, it's more than a performative energy, but if you can picture almost this amazing array of gorgeous clothes just hanging in your closet, and they're yours. They fit you like a second skin. And when a court card comes through, all we're being asked to do is remember that piece of beautiful, innate, natural, organic clothing, and to simply zip ourselves into it and step out into the world. And in February, this was all around your fire center, and it was around newness, freshness, this return to innocence kind of energy where you could use your fire in a new way, where you could light up with creative inspiration, where you may have felt a staleness or that you've come to the end of the line in something, that you could reignite and reinvigorate that center. And in March, you're building upon that energy of this new kind of ignition of the flame with the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups is an energy that always reminds me of, the example always feels connected to, this visual of turbulence on an airplane and flight attendants' behavior during turbulence and the kind of majesty and the kind of grace with which they can move and with which they can continue to extend themselves to passengers who may be feeling anxious on that flight. They continue to push the drink cart. They continue to smile, not out of a fakeness or out of a performative energy, but because they know, they have a deeper knowing that they can move through any kind of bump or lump or sort of, you know, repurposing of the moment that doesn't feel necessarily 100% smooth, that they can move through with a kind of smoothness, with a kind of almost wave-like energy. So this invitation for you in March, as you continue to birth projects, to bring things forward, or to seed things that you're going to be bringing forward imminently, is to remember that you have this. It's almost this energy of stepping into some majestic piece of clothing that would be fit for an award ceremony or, you know, the Oscars, just imagining in every moment, even moments that feel deeply uncomfortable, perhaps, to some part of your body or your mind, that you have the capacity to kind of smooth out some of these edges simply with how you arrive, with your sheer presence, with the sheer kind of quality of your movement, that it can be orchestral, that it can be symphonic, and maybe it's returning to your breath. You're a sign that is ruled and connected to the lungs and to respiration, and making sure quite simply and literally that you're breathing through moments that might feel a little tweaky, a little challenging, that you're able to take a breath before you express a thought, that your full body is available to be filled with that kind of air before you come forward, even if there are situations that feel confronting or challenging in any way. And to remember that you can kind of both draw from this innate ability, you're innately connected to the air element and to the ability to modify and adapt to meet the moment, and to use that also to emotionally adapt to meet the moment and to be connected to this sense of expansive grace. So no matter the kind of flight course that your month of March takes, know that you have this personage, this being that lives inside of you that is more than comfortable with riding the waves with absolute majesty. And I wish you a beautiful month of March, Geminis, and I will speak to you in April.